Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
You know what we're doing?
I do.
What are we doing?
We are... Fuck, what are we doing?
We're doing a wrap-up of the book.
My brain... You know, you ever have your brain just, like, stop working?
Yes.
Out of nowhere?
But I wasn't expecting it to happen to you just then.
Yeah.
Because we had literally just talked about it before we hit record.
Said it right before we hit record.
So
we're doing what now?
We're doing the wrap-up of the book of Nehemiah.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense because that's what we talked about
mm-hmm.
prior to this
mm-hmm.
stupid intro that I'm creating in my head.
Well, yes, that, you weirdo.
All right, so do you have anything else you wanted to say before we get into this? Or
I almost went down a rabbit hole and then I stopped myself.
Okay.
But... I'm going to recommend a bonus episode, so let's get in here.
Okay, let's go do this.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, now before I get into all that
rabbit hole shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nehemiah some.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's, you know, the Nehemiah wrap up.
Right. You'll understand why I'm like trying not to rabbit hole in just a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
But let's just get through this.
Yeah.
So to recap Nehemiah, under the edict of Cyrus II, the Jewish people returned back to Israel in three different waves of migration.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So the first one was under the leadership of, do you remember?
Sheshbazzar. Yeah, that's the guy.
In 538 BC.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they finished building the temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel in 515 BC. And Zerubbabel may have also been Sheshbazzar.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, vaguely, yes. Like, it was a while ago, you know? Like, it's been a while. Yeah. I remember the name now that you're saying them. I remember it.
Well, one of them may have been his title, or one of them may have been his name in Babylon.
Okay.
So, we don't know.
Got it.
But it's suggested that they're probably the same guy.
Got it. Okay? I do remember kind of discussing that at some point. So,
So that was the first return, okay?
Yeah.
The next wave.
I got this one. It's Ezra.
Yeah.
Yes!
Exactly. Came 81 years later in 458 BC.
Okay.
And yeah, it was Ezra.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what we read about.
Right.
In Ezra.
Yeah.
Okay. The third return.
Nehemiah.
Was under Nehemiah, yes, in 445 BC.
Okay.
Okay. Now, most scholars believe that Nehemiah was actually a real historical figure.
Okay.
So he probably really existed.
This dude was real.
Yeah. Real something. And they also believe that the Nehemiah memoir, which is a name given by scholars to certain portions of the book that were written in first person.
Okay.
That it actually is historically reliable.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Really?
Most scholars do believe that a lot of that shit actually happened, which makes sense because nothing magical happened in that book.
It was
all the rebuilding, and it was all about the governorship between him and Persia.
Well, and we commented multiple times that even when he was, you know, talking to God, it was about God recognizing him.
Yes.
It wasn't actual talks with God.
No.
Like in other books. Like other books in the Bible so far, there's been a back and forth of some type. Mm-hmm. You know, like God said to do this or do that.
Or the book just tells us and God had him do that.
Right. Yeah, but there was none of that in
this
shit. No,
this was all just history.
Right.
And apparently...
Really bad history.
Yeah, totally. Like, totally.
Skewed history.
Absolutely. But stuff that could have happened, and according to some scholars, some of it probably did, which makes sense. I mean, shit did get rebuilt.
Sure.
Whatever. So, appearing in the queen's presence, remember how I told you that Nehemiah... was
cupbearer,
and that was a very important job.
Yes.
And like we made fun of him for like carrying a cup around before we understood that he was like the food taster or whatever.
Right, which obviously is very important back then, I guess.
Yeah. I mean he was his most trusted person, confidant,
because this dude would die for you.
Yeah. I mean literally it's his job to plan your meals. He's your dietitian. He has to taste everything before it comes out. He's in charge of that whole thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's very trusted. But because of that, he would have to appear in the queen's presence sometimes.
Okay.
Which men are not supposed to do.
Oh.
So it may indicate that he was a eunuch.
Oh.
Do you know what a eunuch is?
Doesn't have a thingy down there.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. No dick.
No dick.
Yeah. So he may have been a eunuch. And in the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, the Septuagint, he is actually described as such.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. As a eunuch rather than a wine cup bearer, because the words in Greek are very, very similar.
Oh.
Eunokos versus oinoko. Oinokus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So
it could have been very easily mistranslated. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So he's probably a eunuch.
Got it.
And there's some question as to whether or not he was the cupbearer also. But he may have been both.
Sure.
Why else, besides being a eunuch, would he be in the king's presence?
Right.
And
right.
hold such a high position?
Yeah.
So I put forth that he was probably both.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, in one rabbinic text, the Agada, it identifies Nehemiah as Zerubbabel, with the latter being considered an epithet, which is a title.
But Zerubbabel, wasn't that the
same guy that we said is Sheshbazzar? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that would mean that Zerubbabel would be a title.
Okay.
And that he was actually born in Babylon.
Got it.
So I don't know the truth to that. I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah, right. It's not, they don't think it's the same person, obviously, right?
No, they do.
Oh, they...
That Nehemiah and Zerubbabel and Sheshbazzar, yeah.
Even though they're like 100 years plus apart or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused.
I have no idea. I'm just telling you what's happening.
Like, I could see Ezra and Nehemiah being the same person because, you know, time frames.
That is also suggested.
Jesus Christ, they're all fucking one person.
They are, everybody's one person. There was no Adam and Eve. There was Eve. So another oral tradition in the Mishnah records that Nehemiah was blamed for, which we've read this one before, blamed for seeming to boast and disparage his predecessors. And this tradition asserts that his book was appended to the book of Ezra as a consequence, rather than being a separate book in its own right, as it is in the Christian Old Testament.
Okay.
So, like, we're reading it as a separate book. Remember, it used to be one book, Ezra and Nehemiah together.
Right.
And this tradition suggests that he was added as a footnote, basically, in punishment. So that you and I would read it as we did, that boastful son of a bitch.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's how it came across, right? Like, it's not... It was. I was kind of appalled by this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as the Bible story goes thus far, you know? Like, he's just kind of a... jackass.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. It's like that other story we heard where he was in trouble for talking smack, but this is like, and not only that, but he did write this, but then he had to A, not take credit, and B, write this extra little bit to make himself look like shit.
Basically, the Jewish people were like, get a load of this asshole.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. In another Talmudic text, the Baba Bathra.
The Baba, I love that name.
Right?
Baba Bathra.
Yeah.
You could say that all night.
I know, Baba Bathra. Yeah. Records indicate that Nehemiah completed the Book of Chronicles, which was always said to have been written by Ezra. So.
Okay. That's not confusing at all.
No.
In any way. What?
Ezra and Nehemiah may have been the same person, may have not been the same person. One or both of them may also have been the chronicler, or they may have all been separate people. And the first person stuff may have been added in later on, which it is, that is what we think today.
But historians definitely think that Nehemiah existed.
Yes.
At the very least.
At the very least.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's even in the clarification, that's really confusing as fuck.
I know. And it only gets worse.
Jesus Christ.
I know. This is where we start to rabbit hole. Okay. Because, okay, so you know how Ezra and Nehemiah were considered one book at one time.
Yeah.
And before they were separated.
You got to keep them.
You got to keep them separated. Yeah. But at one point, they were one book. And as a matter of fact, that book used to be connected to Chronicles, which also was
Good
one book.
God.
So it was First and Second Chronicles and Ezra and Nehemiah all together as one book.
Holy shit.
And then it was split up. And so we had First and Second Chronicles as one book, and Ezra Nehemiah as a second book. Then, of course, the Chronicles were split up, and then Ezra and Nehemiah were split up.
Got it.
Okay, so we're good on that.
I'm good. I mean, so far.
Well, there were also some other books that came after that that are not included in ours.
Okay.
Those are the, we've seen reference to these.
By the same people?
Don't know. Not there. Okay.
Okay.
But we've seen reference to these. These are the Esdras.
Okay.
Esdras.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And these are in very, very, very old Bibles, like that were first translated from the Latin into Greek and Hebrew, I think. Or I'm getting
however it went. They're really fucking old.
They're really fucking old. Okay.
Yeah.
This is where it gets really confusing and why I had to stop, because this rabbit holes. And I want to have a bonus episode that's nothing but extras.
Okay. Yeah.
But here's a little bit about them just to like pique your interest.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to talk about them is that Ezra is called First Ezra. Nehemiah is called Second Ezra.
Okay.
Because remember, that was the book of Ezra split in half.
Right.
And then these other Esdras
were
Third Ezra, Fourth Ezra, Fifth Ezra, and Sixth Ezra.
Oh,
but they're all real short.
Okay.
Okay. So here's another way, though, that they were also referred to. This gets real confusing.
Okay.
If you weren't already confused.
I'm so lost.
So, okay.
But I mean, not really. I mean,
but like, you know, first and second Ezra.
So the Ezras or whatever, they're a continuation of Ezra and Nehemiah, essentially.
Yes. Okay. So, but you also know first and second Ezra is just another way of saying Ezra and Nehemiah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
So third Ezra is where we start to get like, we don't know what we're talking about because we don't have that in our Bible.
Right.
Okay. So third Ezra is also sometimes called just by itself the Greek Esdras. And then 4th, 5th, and 6th Ezra are one book called the Latin Esdras.
Okay.
So we've got 1st and 2nd Ezra, and then we've got the Greek Esdras, which is 3rd Ezra, and then we've got the Latin Esdras, which is 4th, 5th, and 6th Ezra.
Holy crap.
Or Ezra.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yep.
But that's not all.
That's not all, folks.
That's not all. So, there's also another book that was translated that put them in different order. Yes.
Okay.
So even talking about these Esdras, and extra Ezras,
right?
I wouldn't even know what order to put them in.
My God.
Right. But so these are first Esdras.
Yeah.
Which is equivalent to third Ezra.
Got it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So, second Esdras.
Be fourth.
Would be, you would think, fourth Ezra.
Yeah.
All the rest of them are from fourth Ezra. They're just various chapters of fourth Ezra.
Oh, okay.
So.
But why do they have separate names then?
Because.
Because they wanted to.
Because this Bible broke it down differently. That's
okay.
All. All
right.
That's all.
Got it.
So, in these Esdras, it would be chapters 3-14 of 4th Ezra.
Okay.
And then the next one would be chapters 1 and 2 of 4th Ezra.
Okay.
So now we've got 1-14 just out of order.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the next one, the last one, 4th Esdras, chapters 15-16.
Got it.
Okay.
I guess.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Right. So, what the fuck are those, right? And why do we care is the question.
Yeah.
Now that we've got it out of the way that there's so many different ways to refer to them, and it depends on which orthodoxy you're part of.
Yeah.
Because there's Greek Orthodoxy, there's Eastern Orthodoxy, there's Americans, which don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about and never heard of it before,
which is
a fucking shame because it's their book.
Right.
And there's various Jewish orthodoxies that it just depends on which one they own or deal with or work with or read from, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, but all of them have the same basic material in them.
Okay.
And whatever that material is, it talks about Ezra having several visions.
Okay.
And in these visions, he is talking to God and asking God all kinds of questions. Like, why don't we own the whole planet? And, you know, if you could make it so, kind of thing.
Right.
And the answer is, it's not yours to know. Mankind cannot understand.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Why is someone so sick? Why can't you just heal them? Is one of the questions. And the answer is, you can't understand.
Is that the answer all the way fucking through?
From what I could tell, like, I only read a couple of them before I was like, this needs to be an episode.
Right.
So, he has all these different visions. It gets kind of into, like, the apocalypse kind of thing. Like, from what you might read in, what's the final
Revelation.
One? Revelation. Yeah. Because there's, like, a six-headed something or other with swords
I've
and wings
I've heard about
and
this in something I was reading, actually. I heard somebody talking about these books, I think. And I think it was Bart Ehrman, the one I was reading, the Misquoting Jesus. Mm-hmm. He was talking about other books in the Old Testament that had Revelation-esque, things that basically were a precursor to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. That would have been your Esdras.
Interesting.
For sure.
Interesting. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's a neat tie into what you were reading.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued now.
The last thing I'm going to say about it, and I hope that you agree that this needs its own episode.
Yep. Okay. I'm already on board, I think.
Okay. The last thing I'm going to say about it is that some of the Esdras are considered by most scholars to be Christian in origin, not Jewish, meaning they were
really?
Added later. They assert God's rejection of the Jews and describe a vision of the Son of God. And these are generally considered to be late additions, possibly 3rd century.
I was going to say, like, there's no way that this is written by Nehemiah
right.
/ Ezra or whatever.
Exactly.
Because if it is Christian editions, then, yeah, it would have to be 2nd to 3rd century at the earliest.
Yes, exactly. So it's still interesting, and I'm not sure if I want to, like, do the episode on it, like, now while we're in the middle of Nehemiah, Ezra, and this is where it would go.
Yeah.
Or if we're like, wait, but this is outside of the scope of the Bible, and so we should wait till the end. Like, I don't know how you want to do it.
I think we could do a synopsis of it, and then we could cover it again more in depth, maybe later after we're done with the Bible, right?
Okay.
I think that's how we would play it. But
I like
I think
how we're just figuring this out,
yeah,
like,
on the fly,
as
on the podcast. Yeah. But I find it interesting because you said that these books are in, like, the Jewish Bibles, essentially, right? Some of them?
Some of them.
Okay. But if they were written
early Jewish Bibles.
Right. But if they were written in as a Christian edition.
Not all of them were.
Oh. Okay.
Some of the Esdras.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Not
Fair
all
enough.
The Esdras. Some of the Esdras.
Got it. So somebody, there was Esdras, and then somebody that was Christian added to the Esdras.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It makes a little bit more sense, I guess, because I was like, how does this stuff end up in the Jewish Bible? Because they were different denominations at that point, like hardcore.
Hardcore, yeah.
So, all right. No, that's fun.
Yeah, but you see how, like, I couldn't help but rabbit hole on that. But B, it's not within the scope of Nehemiah.
Right.
It's just like, it's the next chapter, basically. So,
I do think that we maybe can find this to a Patreon episode, though.
I agree.
Because we're going to cover it again after we're done with the Bible. But, you know, I say we, you know, our patrons
agree.
Should get special access to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. And you could do it. You know what? I should say this. If you guys really are interested in this episode, I should mention that we do have a free 2-week trial that you can do at the $5 level. So if you don't like it after 2 weeks, or you just want to listen to one episode that you're really interested in, there is a free 2-week trial that you can do on the $5 level that would allow you to listen to at least one episode that we would put out. So that's always available if you guys are really, really interested and pissed off that we're like, well, we're going to make this just for the patrons. Well, you can still listen just to that one, you know.
The thing is our patrons are supporting us, and they are basically our sponsors. And
they are.
So we owe it to them to give them a little bit of
extra
stuff.
Yeah, and considering we are going to cover this again after we're done with the Bible, I think that's only fair.
No,
so.
Totally. I agree.
All right. Well, that was the Nehemiah wrap-up, huh?
Nehemiah wrap-up plus.
Plus, yeah. And tomorrow, we're kind of putting this out really late on the day that we're supposed to do it, so in just a few minutes, we're going to be doing the
contradictions, or you're always wrong.
Right. That will hit tomorrow from our time frame right now at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back after that on Wednesday with
1st Esther, unless we push that back in order to do our are we waiting to do our Patreon?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay,
yeah.
We'll do it on a regular Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Like I said, we're still figuring this out on the air, so you're looking at me like I'm nuts, but
no,
I
you're fine,
didn't
you're fine.
Have it figured out.
No, we just did a Patreon. We talked about our trip to hell.
Got it. Got yeah. it. Okay.
So
sorry.
No, you're good.
Nope. So then on Wednesday, we'll be first, or Esther chapter one.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.